Blog Talk Radio.
Be the glory for the great things that he is doing in our lives on tonight. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a kingdom call, because it is absolutely kingdom time. Can I get a witness? It is kingdom time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I hear somebody in the house. Hallelujah. Well, we are excited to be on tonight. We're excited that you are with us tonight. Hallelujah. And as always, we ask you to take a moment and text your sister, your brother, your coworker, your in-laws, your outlaws, your haters. Text them all and let them know that Kingdom Call is on, and for them to dial in or to log on and get plugged in with us tonight. We are excited. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great and awesome things that he is doing. Is he doing anything good and great and awesome in your lives on tonight? Amen. Somebody needs to say something.
Amen. God is good. I'm still among the land of the living.
Amen. Talk to me then. Tonight is wonderful, awesome Wednesday night, and we are going to open up the lines to allow people to talk about and to share the goodness of the Lord. Amen. We are to tell and we are to share about how good God is to us. And so tonight we're going to open up the lines. We'll have praise reports. We'll have testimonies. And we'll also take your prayer requests, because this is a ministry that believes in the power of prayer. Amen. So we have everyone, amen, we have everyone on live, hallelujah. So we would ask you to be mindful of what you're saying or the noise that's in your background, that you would be mindful of that, and that way you won't be interrupting or disturbing what God is doing with us on tonight. So to God be the glory. This is the Kingdom Call. I am Elder Jordan, and we are here every Wednesday night, and we are excited about it. God has given us a work to do, and we are on the wall, and we will not come down. Amen. So we will have God is doing some great things, and we'll talk about a little bit of what is coming up just around the corner. We want to give you an opportunity to be a part of that in a great way. Amen. And we will have Sister Monica to come forth a little later with the announcements. But we are excited about what God is doing. And so I just want the preacher say we'll take a pew check, hallelujah, and see how many on my row can say hallelujah and amen. Well, I'm going to take an air check and see how many is actually listening in, because, you know, I'm just one to like to hear you talk back to me. Can I get a hallelujah and a thank you, Jesus, on this wonderful Wednesday night?
It's hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's just a few people. It's a lot on. But see, we got to get bold for the Lord. Amen. We got to learn to be ready in season and out of season. It doesn't take much to say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to give you another chance to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sister, for being bold to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to tell God thank you tonight? Just blast it. Just blast it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Elder Gordon, it's Tyra on the line tonight.
Hi, Sister Tyra. God bless you.
Amen.
Wonderful. It is good to hear your voice. That's Baltimore in the house. Amen. God bless you. How were things going? Do you have a testimony? Anything you want to share?
Yes, ma'am. I want to thank him for everything that he has been blessing me with. I'm walking from school right now to my truck. I just got out of class. So he blessed me to go back to school. He blessed me with all
Amen.
My things. And
again,
I told you I'm trying to get my business up and running, so it'll be right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well,
my husband came back home.
Oh, wow. Praise. Come on now. I need some sound effects.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, praise. Now, that's awesome. Yes, I know you got a praise report. I know you couldn't wait to share the good news of the of what God has done for you. Well, to God be the glory. That is absolutely awesome, and that is absolutely what we want to hear, because the Bible says that the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen? And we have been in agreement with your request and praying, and look what God has done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's faithful.
Hallelujah.
He's faithful.
Hallelujah.
He's faithful.
Yes, he
he's
is.
Faithful.
Yes.
And he answers our prayers. Hallelujah. And it doesn't take him a long time to do what he wants to do. He'll answer the sincere cry. So God bless you for amen.
Yes,
that's Sister Tyra. God bless you. Amen.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yes, praying for him. I said, now I'm just working on getting the strength and the ability to get this college down packed, because I ain't been to school in a long time.
Oh, that's okay. You'll do it. You'll do it. You'll get it. You'll get it. Amen. You just stay focused and stay connected. Amen. You will do well, and that will be, we'll continue to lift you up tonight, too, in prayer concerning your schooling. Amen. We are never too old, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen.
Yes,
amen. That is a, I'm so happy to hear that praise report. God bless you. Amen. Is there anyone?
I'm going to bless my husband with a job.
Okay, so he needs a job?
No, I say God didn't bless him with a job now. So
he
started yesterday. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Is anybody else on the line excited other than me? That's a praise report. That is an awesome report. I know we're not in here on here by ourselves. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. This is our sister with a praise report. She is in school. Her husband is back home. Her husband has gotten a job. She's moving into working her own business. Amen. That's right. We've got to learn to rejoice with those who rejoice. Amen.
Yes, yes,
and be
amen.
Happy with those that God is blessing, because my blessing is right around the corner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My blessing
Hallelujah.
Is dangling. So when we hear the testimonies of others, and that's why we do this, so that people can be strengthened, people can be encouraged when they hear the blessings of others. Amen.
Amen.
When they hear the blessings of others, it encourages them that my God is no respecter of persons. And if he did it for this sister, he can do it for me too. So I'm going to hang on in here and fight the good fight of faith. So, Sister Tara, thank you for fighting the good fight of faith. Now, you keep listening, because we're going to be in Baltimore next week, and we're looking for you and your husband and the kids to come down to where we're going to be so we can see you face to face. One more time.
North Avenue, right?
Amen. Huh?
North Avenue, right? I said it's going to be on North
Absolutely.
Avenue.
Absolutely.
Right? I'll be there.
Yep. Amen. Yes. We're going to look for you and the kids. It's going to be a day of fun. Fun, scholarship, and food. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, we like to eat too. Amen. It's September the 12th. September the 12th, and from 1 to 4, September the 12th, and we'll have the details of that, because we'll actually be there starting the 9th of September. But the block explosion will be that Saturday, and our announcer, she'll come on a little bit later on and share those announcements. So, thank you so much for sharing that awesome, awesome praise report. That
thank you so
awesome.
Much for giving me the strength and the ability I need when I see you. You always praise
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Always, yes.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. That's why we're here, to be helpers of one another. Amen. And so I
Amen.
Just thank God for your testimony, your praise
Amen.
Report. That is awesome, because the enemy was trying to tear that family up. And I just
mm-hmm.
want to share,
mm-hmm.
we were praying for
yes, ma'am. Yes,
another
ma'am. Yes,
couple,
ma'am.
And the enemy was trying to destroy that marriage. But we got the praise report on Sunday that he has
right.
come back home to. So God
right.
is in
all
the
right.
restoration business. He restores, amen, everything
yes,
that
yes,
the locust
yes.
and the cankerworm and the pommel worm is trying to take, God will restore. So
yes,
that's a kingdom shout for restoration of marriages. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Marriages are ordained by God, and anything
yes.
that God ordains, the enemy tries to destroy. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Amen.
When we can build a hedge, when we can bring the family, when we can bring husband and wives, when we can bring mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, when we can bring that bridge back together. Amen. God
Amen.
Be glorified. So to God
Amen.
Be the glory. I'm excited about that testimony. I just need to let you know
yeah.
that. Thank you
yes,
so much for sharing. I am excited. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. It is. Amen. Anyone else, Sister Tara has come forth with her awesome praise report. Somebody else needs to say something about the goodness of the Lord and what
yep.
he has done for
yep.
you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yes.
Everybody don't have to speak at one time. Just one person at a time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody just go ahead.
Giving our honor to God and Elder Jordan and all the other women and men, great men of God. This Sister Willie.
Amen. Amen.
God
bless you, sister.
And I just want to say how God will keep, you know, how God will watch over you when you, even when you're in your house. And see, I stay in apartments and you know, I stay in apartments, and you know, stuff always happening around here and stuff, but God will keep you and, you know,
yes,
send people, have people in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, he will.
To watch
yes,
over you.
Amen.
Yeah, because, you know, it was some men hanging around. I stayed at the end of the apartment. There was some men hanging around my apartment and stuff, but one of my neighbors
mm-hmm.
seen it. And I said, why you didn't call me? She said, girl, I called the police. And I said, well, praise God, because I guess that's who she needed to call. She said, you should have seen them getting out from over there by your window. And I said, it's
oh,
good.
Wow.
You know, God watch over his children. When you
wow.
least suspect it, you know, we praying because, you know, it ain't safe in your own house these days.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But God watch over
that's
his
right.
kids. His children, I'm sorry. He watch
Amen.
Over his children. When you least
yes,
suspect
he
it, I'm here asleep, don't know what's going on. I could have been up, but I didn't know what's going on. God got somebody, you
now.
Know, got his angels right there. And I
yes.
just want to give praise and glory to God for that, you know.
Amen. 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 That's right. And the thing is that Sister Willie, bless you for even sharing that testimony, because we take certain things for granted. But
yes.
we don't even need to take anything for granted. You know, God brings protection. He is our protector. And while we think the house alarm system protects us, and while we think that handgun will protect us, and while we even think our big, fine muscle biceps and triceps will protect us, but the real deal is that God is our protector. Amen. And we need to acknowledge him and thank him for being our protector, because things is happening today like crazy. So much is going on. Amen. And so we need to recognize and acknowledge the one who keeps us. Come on. The one who protects us. The one who guides us. The one who comforts us. So to God be the glory. I was talking to one of my spiritual daughters, and she was telling me about someone had was trying to come into their apartment window. Didn't come in. So thank God for being our protector. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Yes. It's crazy people around here. Everybody not saved. We're still in this sinful world. And people are doing, you know, evil and mean and, you know, things that
Satan, he on his job. Satan on his job on double time.
Satan
trying to get people to go with him.
And that's it. That's it. The greater is he that's within us, and we have the power. We have the power and the authority to command some things. And we can command the enemy to go in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we can release the warned angels. And we can release the angels to stand guard. Hallelujah. And so we put our angels on assignment. Yes, Lord. We put our angels on assignment. So to God be the glory. Well, thank God that your report ended well. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. God is good.
You were protected. He's real good. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Give it God a praise report. Hallelujah.
Good evening, everyone.
Someone talking.
God bless you. Yes.
Good evening, Jordan. This is Minister Patrick. You know, I'll be on sometimes just quiet, but I'm on here. But you know, I give God all the praise and glory because he is worthy.
Amen.
And my mother, she's young 88 years old. And things going on with her. She had took her to the doctor to do a mammogram a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't come back. It had a little abnormal in it. And I could kind of see it on her face because God is good. She's a breast cancer survivor for over 20 years. God is good. That's that good to her. She didn't have no radiation or nothing. You know, I thank God. And then when I took her to do a mammogram, because she hadn't had now, you know, in many years, because they were saying that at her age, she, you know, she didn't need now. But when I took her on the other week, when they did the mammogram and stuff, it was showing, you know, it was a nodule there. And, you know, I didn't want to tell her, because I didn't want her to get upset. And then, you know, I said, well, Lord, you know, I know that you can do exceedingly abundantly. Anything that I can ask for.
Amen.
So they sent me a letter to take her back on today. And so I prayed up before I got there. I said, Lord,
amen.
You know, whatever the devil is trying to do, I asked if she would bow down and say that and turn this situation around.
Come on now.
He will not get the glory out of it. You get all the glory. I said, because you are the devil. And I went in there, and I wasn't married. I said, because God, you know, the devil he'll try to put that fear in you. And I got thinking, devil, you can't, I was sitting there, devil, you can't do this. I said, because I serve an awesome God. I said, you no match for the master. I said, and that doubt that you're trying to make me do, I said, you better will get up out of here, get out of my mind, gaffing around me. I said, because you will not put fear in me. I said, because the devil, whatever he says is going to come forth. I said, and then I want to let you know, just in case that he don't allow it, just in case he don't do it, it ain't because he can't.
Oh, she can't.
I said, that means you can't stay. We can't stay in the same room. We can't stand the same call. I said, because, see, you trying to stir some trouble. I said, but I got to call the name of Jesus. I said, I got to use that name. I said, I got authority to use that name. I said, because when he shed his blood, he got nailed to the cross. Then he went to the grave. I said, when he got up, his father gave him all authority. I said, then he gave me a right to have fellowship with the Father. I said, I got to say thank you. I said, no matter what it looks like. It don't matter to me what it looks like. I said, but I know God, he's a healer. And he got a cure for every disease in him. So I asked her, I was like, keep my mother in prayer. You know, she's a strong woman. She said, you know what? She said, I know. She said, you know, when they wanted to call me back, she said, I figured something was going on. She said, but I ain't scared. I said, baby, I said, you are a daughter of the Most High God. I said, you is an heir to the throne, to his kingdom. I said, you're heir to it. I said, you got a seat in the kingdom.
Yes.
I said, why? I said, you see, the devil said that he got a control, he got authority over you. I said, but don't you worry. I said, because somebody got your back. I said, can't nobody else have it like him. So I said, I to keep lifting my mom up, Sister Rose, how that all is well. I trust the God.
All
I say,
is well. Amen.
I all about it. So I said, I to keep my mother in prayer. Her singing is everywhere. Not only just Rosie Hall.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah. So that's my prayer for that. You know, just know that God is God is just able. He can do everything. He can do everything himself.
Yes, he can.
And he's no faith.
Yes, he can. That's God's prayer.
Yeah.
He
so that's my prayer. I just had to shout it out to know God is able.
Yes, amen. And that's what we have to do sometimes. Sometimes we just have to, you know, we get victory in speaking what the Word of God says over our situation. Amen.
Yes.
We see what's going on and we know what's going on, but when we can speak to what's going on, we gain another degree of God's power to walk in. So, every time we have an opportunity, we need to share, hallelujah, the goodness of the Lord. If nothing else, I thank God for waking me up this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody got something going on in your background. Mute your phone, please. If nothing else, I thank God for waking me up. I thank God for allowing me to go to a job and to come back home safely. I don't know if y'all heard the report, and maybe you didn't, because this was from one of our sisters on the connected to the ministry, and she's out of New York. There was a family, not a family, but there were four boys leaving school or going to school. And they left home, but they did not make it back home because they were in an auto accident. And it was four of them in the car, and all four of them died. Now, that mother, that father, and even them did not have any inkling of an idea that when they departed and said goodbyes that morning, that was the last goodbye that they would have heard from their children.
Yes,
and
Lord.
So today I thank God that my household is well. Amen.
Yes,
I thank God.
Yes,
that
amen.
I'm able
hallelujah.
To
thank you, Lord God. Thank
and go everywhere that I needed to go and get back home safely. And that they were able to do what they needed to do and get home safely. Do you know that somebody left home today and didn't make it back home?
Mm-hmm.
See,
because
we have things to be thankful for that we don't even think about. Because we think, because we get in our car and we go where we need to go, that it is us taking us where we need to go. It's God's protection. The sister was giving God thanks for being a protector. Amen. And we need a protector. We need a protector. We have all the gangs and this road rage and gang banging and hate crime. Come on now. We have so much going on. on in the world that we live. If nothing else, God, I give you praise for being my keeper, my protector. Amen.
Yes,
I give you praise. And so we don't give enough opportunities for us out of our own mouth, from our own lips, out of our own belly to give God praise, to acknowledge him for ourselves. We'll listen to everybody else's, but he's done the same or more for you. So we have to learn to give God praise and to thank him, a personal thanks. This is my personal thanks. You can't thank God for me, and I can't thank God for you. You know, we have to give him thanks personally ourselves. And so that's why I wanted to open up and take this time to allow those that's on tonight come forth and just say thank you, God, for something. And we're going to pray. We got an intercessor that is ready to intercede. After we do that, we'll have our announcements, because we, like I said, we have some awesome things that God is doing. But like I said, we want to give this time for us to give God praise on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else want to tell God thank you or share a praise report or just witness of the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you. We have time. We're waiting on you. Don't let the rocks cry out.
I thank God on tonight.
Amen.
I thank God that I'm through it all. Everything that I'm going through, everything that I've been through, I am a winner. Amen. Because I already know that it is fixed fight, and because that he said in his word that he will fight our battles for us. And so I give God the praise even now for what he's doing and what he's done and what he's doing to do it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And see, things doesn't have to be going well for you all the time to give God praise. He said to praise me in season. That's when things are going good. And out of season, when things are not going so well. Because you know who holds your today and your tomorrow. Hallelujah. And so in all things, we give him praise. Amen. In all things, we give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody was offered a job today. Somebody was extended a promotion today. You know, somebody was extended mercy. Amen. When it was time for you to leave your job, God said no and wouldn't allow him to dismiss you from that job.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We serve an awesome and a mighty God. Somebody is mighty busy. Anybody else? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and open up for any prayer requests. We have Minister Patsy's prayer request for her mother, Rosie Hall. Do we have any other prayer requests?
Sister Willie.
Amen.
I want you to pray for my sister and my brother. I want you to pray for all of us because we are in a disagreement about a house my mom left us when she passed.
Okay.
It's not nothing nice.
Oh.
We try to make it nice, but it's just we still talking and everything, but it just need to peace need to be in it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. We got you down. Disagreement in the family.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Prayer request. Let us join our faith, come in agreement with what you believe in God for.
Amen.
We serve a God who hears and answers prayer. He may not come when you want him, but he is always on time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And another one, too. My prayer request that I joined. One of my girlfriends, her sister, her name is Donna Bonge. She has liver cancer.
Oh.
And her sister, yeah, things are all over. And I've been praying for her, but, you know, the word of God says, the reverent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's what we are. I mean, intercessors
in
prayer when we come to prayer.
Amen.
They're always about our people, but it's always somebody else that needs prayer. And when you're dealing with that sickness, and it's plaguing our land. And so just keep the prayer of her, Donna Vaughn, that she, God will heal her. And if that's in case
Della,
you don't, then, Donna.
Donna.
Uh-huh, Donna Vaughn. She's
Vaughn.
She's not doing too well. If we're not tied up and tangled up in the word of God, we just don't know somehow to, when things come to us, we don't know how to accept it. And she kind of going through, you know, a depression stage as far as that. Yeah.
Well, we come in agreement with you on the prayer of faith and healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Ooh, somebody got me feedback. Do y'all hear that?
Yes, I heard.
I want to pray for my
Okay, is that Tyra?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you for your family. Because God is doing a mighty work in that. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
I think somebody may have me on speaker. Can you maybe take me off? Because it's feedback.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
I also want to pray for my
Huntington
friends.
Huh?
I said I also want to pray for my friends.
Okay.
Okay.
Who was that?
This Tyra.
No, you said pray for who?
My friends, just all of them. Just in general.
I can't hear
any names. Oh, I don't know.
That's going to be somebody's cell phone.
I don't know, but it's still echoing. So, Tyra, what did you say? I didn't hear you, sweetie.
No, I said I wanted to clear request out for my friends.
You're crying out for your friends?
We're sending a prayer request out for my friends.
Okay, your friend.
Friends, yes, with an S.
Friends, amen.
Yes.
Amen. For them to be saved, amen.
Yes.
For them to have some, amen. We certainly can do that. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we want to... I'll go ahead and share this, and we'll have Sister Minister Laverne to come forth and pray these prayer requests, and then we'll share some information on share the announcements. But we also have our crusade that we're bringing before the Lord. It is our desire to go out to the streets as God is sending us and preparing us, and we're going after the souls, and we're praying for souls to be added to the kingdom. We are praying for deliverance, of healing, of addiction, and we're looking for God to perform some miracles while we are on the streets of the inner city of Baltimore. We want to also pray for all of the pastors and the churches around the world. And we want to remember those that are dealing with the loss of a loved one. We have many people that is going through that are grieving and just having a hard time dealing with losing a loved one. We want to remember them. We want to pray for those that are seeking employment. We want to just remember them. So we just bring those prayer requests and our host church, which is New Second Baptist. And the angel of that house, which is Bishop Pastor Sultan Williams Jr. and the First Family, and pastors everywhere, and bishops and apostles, and all of those that are about the Father's business, we want to bring them forth. And we also want to pray for those who have sown a seed into this outreach, into the work that we're doing. So, Minister Dorsey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, we bring Rosie Hall, Willie, and her family with the disagreement. Rosie Hall with the breast cancer. And Donovan with liver cancer, Tyra, her family, and her friends, and the others that I had brought out before the Lord in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to see if I can kind of bring this noise down because it is a distraction. God bless you. Oh, somebody is busy and they are just they are going on. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sister Mr. Dorsey.
Okay. Father, we just come before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just give you the praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Lord,
we can magnify and glorify you tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God,
yes,
we lift
God.
You up tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God, there is
thank
none
you,
like you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are strength tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we lean and depend on you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes,
God,
we
worship
God.
Your
yes,
holy
do,
name,
yes,
Father
do.
God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Oh, God, we
thank
enter
you,
your gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Lord, we enter
thank
your court
you,
with praise
hallelujah,
tonight.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we bless
thank
your
you,
holy and righteous name. Hallelujah. Oh God, you are God. We give high, high glory to God. And, Lord, your arm
thank
is not
you,
too short to reach down, Father God, and pick us up on tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank
oh, God,
thank
we thank you for
thank
your spirit
Lord,
tonight. Lord, resting upon
yes,
this
Lord.
Line tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, God, we
Father.
Thank you for the anointing
thank
even now, God. Lord, that's destroying
yes,
every yoke tonight, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, God, we
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, because if you are lifted up on tonight, Father, you said you will
hallelujah.
Draw all men unto you. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, God,
you,
we
Jesus.
Give you the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we bless
praise
you
tonight.
We bless
you,
God.
We bless
you
tonight.
We
bless you
tonight,
God.
We glorify your name tonight, God.
Hallelujah.
Lift your name.
Hallelujah.
We give you honor tonight, God. You're worthy of all
yes,
the praise, God.
Yes, God.
You're worthy
yes,
of all the glory, God. You're worthy. You're high and lifted up tonight, Father God. Oh, God,
yes,
we lift
God.
Your rise tonight and our enemies be scattered on tonight, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord, you're worthy tonight, God.
You're worthy of the honor, God. You're worthy of the glory, God. You are strength tonight. Lord, you are strong power. Lord, you are mind regulator. Lord, you are heart fixer. Lord, you're the lily of the valley, Father God. Lord, you're the bright and morning star, Father God. Oh, God, we lift your name on high, God. Lord, you are true body
tonight,
God. Hallelujah. You're a firm foundation, Father God. Lord, we can stand on your word tonight, God. You're a solid rock, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're a redeemer, Father God. You redeemed us from our sins, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you on tonight, God.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, we give you honor. We praise your name, God. We know, Father, when praises go up, blessings begin to come down, Father God. And Lord, we just want to praise you and give you honor tonight, God. What honor is due, Father God. We praise your name, God. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, Father God, Lord, we couldn't praise you enough,
Lord.
Father God.
Yes, Lord.
What you're
yes,
doing
Lord.
In our
yes,
lives,
Lord.
God. Hallelujah,
thank
because,
you, Father.
Father, you've been better to us, God. Lord, than we've been to ourselves, God. Hallelujah, Father, even when we didn't love
you,
ourselves,
Father.
You were still right there, Father God. Lord, you picked
thank
us
you,
up,
Lord.
Father. Lord, you brushed us off, Father God. Lord, you turned us around, Father God. Lord, you placed our feet, Father, on a solid ground, Father.
Yes,
Lord, tonight
Lord.
We
want
to just
Jesus.
Say thank you. We just want to lift
you,
your
Father.
Name up, Father God. Oh, God, you open our blinded eyes, Father God, that we could see, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for it tonight, God.
We
and then, Lord, you place
Father
us, Father God, Lord, on a, Father God, on a straight path, Father God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we
thank
hunger for you
for
tonight.
Being good.
Lord, we thirst
yes.
after your righteousness tonight, Father God. Oh, God, let us be filled on tonight, God. Let us be filled with more of you, God. As we
more
worship you and as we glorify your
yeah,
name, God.
As we enter into your presence tonight, Father God.
For
yes,
you said in your
Father.
Word, Father God, you inhabit the praises of your people
yes.
tonight, God. Lord, inhabit our praise tonight, God. In the mighty
yes,
name
Father.
Of Jesus. Inhabit our praise tonight, God. Lord, we bask in your presence, God. We bask
thank
in your anointing,
God.
God. Oh, God, let it be a sweet fragrance in your nostrils, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we adore your name, God. Oh, God, we thank you all tonight, Lord, for wrapping your loving arms around us, God. Oh, God, for being our keeper, Father God, for hiding us in the secret place of the Almighty
yes,
tonight, Father,
Father
God.
Yes,
oh, God, take
yes,
us
God.
Into the Holy of Holies, God. Ah, Shandorobo Shaya. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
God.
The priest
it
don't have to go in anymore for it, God.
It.
Oh, God, but we can
yes,
come
Lord.
In on our own, Father God. Adorobo Shaya. Oh, God, we ask you tonight,
yes,
Lord, to wash us in the blood of the
hallelujah,
Lamb, Father God.
Lord,
create in us a clean heart, God. Lord, renew a
thank
right
you,
spirit within us, Father God. Lord, make us
thank
more
you,
like
Lord.
Your Son, Father God. Forgive us of the sin that we have committed against you, Father God. Oh, God, come in tonight, Father God. Lord, have
come
your way
in
us, Father God. Have your way in our thoughts, Father God. Have your way in our minds tonight, God. Have your way in our hearts tonight, Father God. Make us more like your Son, God. Let
yes,
this
Father.
Mind be
hallelujah,
in us also
hallelujah.
In Christ Jesus on tonight, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you on tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
we bless
you,
your name,
Jesus.
God. We glorify you, God. Ha, glory to the name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
as we
you,
stand
Lord.
Before
thank
you,
Lord.
God. Lord, to make our requests be made known, Father God. You told us in the word to cast all of our cares upon you, Father God, because your word said
thank
that you
Lord.
Care for us, Father God. And you said, come boldly before your throne and let our requests
hallelujah.
Be made known, Father. And Lord, tonight,
hallelujah.
Father God,
God. We're standing, Father God, in the gap, Father God. We're interceding, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For you said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avoided much tonight, Father God. And Lord, tonight, Father God, we're standing in the gap, Father, for those that are sick tonight. Lord, those that need healing in their bodies. Lord, those that are dealing with infirmity, Father God. And Lord, tonight, Father God, Lord, we're decreeing tonight, Father God, Lord, that with your Son, Jesus Christ, strikes, Father God, that they are healed, Father God. We bind up cancer tonight, God. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the atmosphere tonight, even now, Father God, because you gave us power. The trample over scorpions and serpents, Father God. Lord, we're standing on your word now. Lord, that cancer is healed tonight, Father God. We're binding it up right now, Father God. And it has to go back to the dry places, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, your word is said, Father God. Whose report will we believe? Father God, we believe, Father God, the report of the Lord, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Father God, in advance, Father God. Oh, God, that they are healed tonight, God. Whatever it is, God, high blood pressure, heart disease, Father God. Oh, God, heal it right now, Father God. For your glory, Father God. Diabetes, Father God. We speak the diabetes, and we send it back to the dry places tonight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up, Father God. And, Lord, we ask right now, God, oh, God, that you would come in, Father God. Lord, that you would do, Father God, surgery, Father God, in your body tonight, Father God. Spiritual surgery, Father God. From the top of their head, Father God. Lord, to the soles of their feet, Father God. Kidney cancer, we bind it up right now, God. Pancreatic cancer, we bind it up. Every lung, Father God, has on tonight, Father God. Dry up tonight, Father God. Every issue of blood, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for it tonight, God.
Thank
oh, God, just come for compassion, Father God. Lord, you said that you would heal, Father God. Lord, and we're asking you to do it for your glory tonight, Father God. And Lord, we're standing in the gap tonight, Father God, for marriages. And Lord, we're lifting marriages up to you even now, Father. And Lord, we're asking you, Lord, to restore. We're asking you tonight to renew. We're asking you tonight, Father God, Lord, to raise up, Father God, that husband to be all that you called him to be. Raise up that wife, Father God. Lord, we pray for the husbands that they will love their wives as Christ loved the church. Father, we pray, Father God, Lord, that the wife, Father God, you said she submit to her husband, Father God. Lord, we're praying right now, even for the children, God.
Lord,
we bind the
Lord.
We come against it. We bind every disobedient spirit, Father God. Oh, God, we pray for our children, and we lift them up to you, Father God. Lord, they run away, Father God. Bring them back home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're decreeing passion back into the marriage. We're decreeing. We're decreeing communication. We speak it. We call it forth right now. Even now, Father God, we come against every disagreement, Father God. Help them to come together on one accord in you, Father God.
Yes, Father God.
Oh, God, we thank you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Father. We thank you for it tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for it, Father God. We believe you for it, God. We know, Father, that there is nothing too hard for you, Father God. Lord, and we're praying tonight, Father. Lord, who are having a disagreement in your family, Father God. Lord, that you would come in, Father, to a touch, and Lord, that you would have your way. Lord, we're decreeing peace right now, Father God. Lord, we come against every spirit of disruption, Father God, every spirit, Father God, that come in to try to turn this family down, Father God. And Lord, we're praying for that, even Father God, on one accord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would come in. Lord, that they would better understand that you're one of us, God.
Thank
oh, God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to touch her right now, God. Lord, we're praying for Sister Rosie, Father God. Lord, you know what they're going through, Father God. Lord, you're still a God of miracle signs and wonders, Father God. Lord, do it for
Hallelujah.
In the the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. You are the master
of glory, God.
Work it out, Father God. We pray for the doctors, Father God. Even now, Lord, that do surgery on us, Father God. Lord, we lift them up to you that you could to give them knowledge and wisdom and understanding, God. But, Lord, our trust is in you, God. And you said to trust in you with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. But in all our ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our path, Father God.
Yes,
Lord, we pray for
your
power tonight.
Yes, Father God.
Now, Father God, Lord, she's standing in the gap for our friends, Father God. And, Lord, she's asking you to save them. Lord, Lord, she's asking you to set them free on tonight. Lord, whatever have them bound, Father God, Lord, we're decreeing tonight, Lord, that they're delivered and tonight, Father God. And Lord, you already believe now, Father God, that it is so, Father God, that it shall come to pass, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. When you say what you are, there are such an agree, that it shall be done, Father God. And we thank you for it in advance.
Thank you in advance, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we lift this crusade up to you, Father God. And Lord, we pray for each and every person that is involved, Father God. For all of those, Father God, Lord, that are working in the vineyard, Father God. Lord, we thank God for one accord. Lord, we pray tonight, Father God, Lord, for strength. Lord, we pray, Father God, for peace, Father God. Lord, we're praying for joy, Father God. Lord, we're praying for understanding, Father God. Lord,
yes,
we're praying
Lord.
For direction, Father God. Lord, we're praying for miracles, Father God. Lord, we're praying, Father God, for God. We're praying, Father God, Lord, that those will be set free tonight, Father God. Lord, that those that need healing will be touched and healed, Father God. Lord, we're praying, Father God, Lord, that you would move us out of the way, Father God. And Lord, that you would come in and that you would get the glory, Father God. Lord,
yes,
that you,
God.
Father God, would get the glory, Father God. Lord, let your anointing fall fresh, Father God. We walk in the door, Father God. Lord, let your anointing, Father God, begin to move, Father God. Even before, Father God, a word comes out of our mouth, Father God. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that you would meet us in the place, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we're asking you begin to marinate the souls and the hearts of the people, Father God. Lord, as we go forth,
Father
God, and minister, Father God. Lord, that the heart will be ready, Father God, Lord, to receive your word, Father God. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, someone will be saved, that someone will be encouraged, that someone will be lifted up, Father God.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we come every spirit, Father God, that comes to kill, steal, and destroy in this crusade. We bind it up right now, Father God, and we send it back. Every spirit of disorder, every spirit of disruption, Father God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Father God, Lord, that you are in control, Father God. You, Father God, are going before us, Father God, and you're making every crooked way straight, Father God, in the mighty name
of
Jesus. Lord, thank you for it. Lord, we give you praise right now. We pray for everyone, Mr. God, Lord, that is going forth. We pray and we lift up. But now, God, Lord, we pray, God, Lord, that you will continue to give them strength. We pray, God, that you will continue to cover those, even those that are traveling, Father God. We pray right now, Lord, that you're covering the traveling grace, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every accident demon right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, that you are in the midst, Father God, of the traveling, God. Lord, and we just give you praise for it, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray for every pastor. Lord, we pray for every bishop. We pray for every apostle. Lord, we pray for every minister. Father God, every teacher of your word, God. But as they go forth, God, we just Lord, when the enemy even try to come in like a flood, Father God.
Yes, God.
We're asking, God, that you will lift up a standard against them, Father God. Lord, we bind every spirit that is not like you, God. Lord, they come to tear down. Lord,
know, Father, tonight, Lord, that you came to build up, Father God. Lord, you know the plan, you know the purpose that you have for each and every one of us, Father God.
Thank
and
you, Father God. Thank you, Lord.
And my people. And Lord,
thank
we decree it tonight, God.
Even
now,
God.
Lord, we thank you for it. We give you honor tonight,
thank
God,
you.
For what you're getting ready to do in this crusade, Father God. Oh,
yes,
God, we know
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Too hard for you, God. We know, God, that you, Father God, are in the midst, Father God. And, Lord, we know our mind and our thoughts are not your thoughts, Father God, because, Father God, you can do bigger and greater things than we can even think of, Father God. So, Lord, we have to say, Father, is just have your way, God. Have your way.
Have your way,
Father. Before, Father, we say
have
yes
your way, God.
To you. Father God, Lord, we say yes to your way, Father God. Lord, we say yes, we will go, Father God. Oh, God, we just say yes, Father God. Ha, glory to God. We just say yes, Father God.
We just say yes, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We just say yes tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, God, we thank
you
tonight, Father, for opening doors, Father God, that no man can shut, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God. You said in your word, Father, whatever we ask, Father God, that it shall be given. You said seek and you shall find it. You said knock and the door will be open. We thank you, Lord, for the finances, God, that are going forth, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the seeds that are being sown and those that sowed the seed, Father God. You said in your word that you give seed to the sower, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for every soul, seeds that have been sown into your ministry, Father God. And Lord, we pray and lift up, Father God. Lord, the CEO, Father God, of Jordan Ministries, Father God, Evangelist Linda Jordan, God. And Lord, we lift her up,
Hallelujah.
Father God, and we pray and we cover her in the anointing,
yes,
Father God, and in the blood of Jesus Christ for tonight, God. And Lord, we decree even now, no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. We pray tonight,
thank
Father
you,
God,
Lord,
that everything, Father God, Lord, that her hands touch and everywhere that her feet trample, Lord, we call it blessed on tonight, Father God. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, Father God. We pray, God, Father God, Lord, as she humbles herself before you, God, and that you would give her the strength that she needs, Father God, even in her time of weakness, Father God. And, Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord. We bind and we come against every spirit of distraction, Lord, that comes to, Lord, to distract
Father,
her, Father God, and move her, Father God. We thank you all tonight, Father God, Lord, that her eyes are stayed on you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for focus, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just give you praise, Father God. Lord, for all of those, Father God, that are involved. We thank you, Lord, for this blog talk, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for anointing this station, Father God, for your glory, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you for an opportunity tonight, Lord, just to come before you, Father God, and just lift your name on high, God. Lord, we want to let you know tonight that we love you. We want to let
we
you know, Lord, that we appreciate you.
Yes,
we want to let
sir.
You know tonight, Father, that we're grateful, Father. Lord, we want to let you know, Father, that there is nobody like you, Father God. You're marvelous.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Our eyes.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
And,
yes,
Lord, we
Lord.
Magnify your holy and righteous
yes,
name,
yes,
Father
God.
God. And we fill this prayer tonight, Father God, with the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, it's in your Son,
yes,
Jesus' name, Lord, that we ask it all.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Minister Joyce, to us, one of my spiritual daughters. Amen. And to God be the glory for the prayer life that God has raised up in her. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Before we leave the air, I want to turn your attention to our announcements, what God have us doing. He is elevating us. Amen. He's catapulting us. He is sending us out. And I need those who are listening to be attentive and ask you to support what God has us doing. Amen. Has this ministry been a blessing to any of you all that are listening? Amen. And even if we haven't been a blessing to you, we are being a blessing to others. More importantly, we are being a blessing to others. And because God has given us an opportunity to be a blessing, you can receive the blessing from God by helping us be a blessing to others. Amen. And so I want to have Sister Monica to come forth and share our awesome announcements so you can be in the loop with what we're doing and can be a part of what we're doing. Amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. We need you. Sister Monica, are you there?
I am here. Good evening. We want to remind you that every Monday we have our Kingdom Call prayer line at 9:30. This is an open prayer line. The number is 218-936-6142. That's 218-936-6142. And the access code is 772-937. 772-937. Everyone is encouraged to join us on the prayer line. Amen.
Amen.
Also, coming up on the third Sunday, each third Sunday, we meet with the women at the Lusteret Jail. We minister to them every third Sunday at 6 p.m., and we ask for your prayers of covering as we do that. We also are asking for Bibles, new and used Bibles, to be donated to the women. We've had several women who have accepted Christ and rededicated their lives from us being there. So we give God all the praise for that. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Also on this Monday, Elder Jordan will be on Fresh Wind TV at 6 p.m., and that's channel 47.2. Also, UA Network TV and Verizon channel 27. And the New York channel is 49.1. That's this Monday at 6 p.m. on Fresh Wind TV.
Amen.
Also coming up, also coming up, we have Taken Him to the Street, which is next week. We're excited about that.
Hallelujah. Absolutely.
We will be in the inner city of Baltimore, and we ask your prayers of covering as we fly out and as we come back and while we're there and while we're ministering to those who we come in contact with to assist us. We also ask that you would go to our GoFundMe.com. We have a GoFundMe page to help you so we won't have to wait on the mail. We can do it quickly.
Amen.
You can go to GoFundMe.com/Baltimore Outreach. GoFundMe.com/Baltimore Outreach. You can also go to our website and donate at www.LindaJordanMinistries.com. To send your prayer requests, we ask that you send those to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. Coming up in October, on the 24th, Elder Jordan will be speaking at the My Sister, My Friend Conference in Duncanville, Texas, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., and we'll give you more information about that. We also have opportunities coming up in November for our Thanksgiving feast, and we ask those who would like to donate or volunteer to help in some type of way to please give us a call and let us know how you would like to help us in this endeavor. We'll have a Thanksgiving feast coming in November. December, we'll have Christmas with the seniors. At this event, we also provide food for the seniors, and we also give them gifts like toiletries and food items and things like that. And so if you would like to be a blessing to the seniors, please get in contact with us and let us know. If you would like to mail your donations, you may do so to P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. And these are all of our announcements. Thank you.
Woo-woo. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
We have our hands full, and we are excited about it. Amen. People are busy doing other things, but we are busy for the kingdom, building up the kingdom. So she had given you ways for you to support. Let me make an appeal to you that we need your financial support. Amen. So whatever you can sow, whatever you can give, whatever offering, we need you to help us with our outreach to the inner city of Baltimore. We will be leaving next week, and we still have some expenses. Hallelujah. And so we are asking you to help us be a part. You sowing into this work, you are being a part of what God has called us to do. So don't think that $5 is too small of an amount. It is not. $5 can buy a pack of paper. Amen.
Amen.
Two or three boxes of ink pens. Amen.
Amen.
So we're asking you to go in to your wallets and make a donation to this outreach event, blessing someone in another place that you may never see, but God sees what you are doing to help be a blessing to somebody else. So please, she had given you an address that you can do from your internet, which is GoFundMe.com/Baltimore Outreach. Or you can go to our website, Linda Jordan Ministry, go to the donate page, and you can donate there. Or you can give me a call. Guess what? I'll come and get it. Hallelujah. You can put it in the mail. But we need your support. Can we count on your support?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, that's what we do. We just get dried up.
Amen.
Can we count on your support?
Okay.
Amen. Okay, one by one, we get an amen. Amen. We need your support. So thank you so much, and we will be on Fresh Wind, hallelujah, on a television broadcast as we talk about ministry and what God is doing, an opportunity for the ministry to get out further. And so we ask you to listen in and be praying for us. We are excited as doors are opening that God is allowing us to go forth. So we continue to pray for you, and you pray for us, and we pray for one another because we're all a part of God's family. So we love you. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and yours and give you his peace. That is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, next week, we will be on location. So we may be able to do something while we're on location, or we may not, but that's next week. So we'll see how that goes, but you can follow us on Facebook, and we'll be doing uploading little videos and of our on location outreach. Amen. So will you be praying for us? Will you be praying for us? We need your prayers. Amen. Keep us in your prayers.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for joining. This is A Kingdom Call, and I'm Elder Jordan. God bless you.
Good night, Elder Jordan.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Tara. Tara. Love you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.